and I love creating, and I love, and I wanted to get from A to Z like that. I was like, yeah, this is doable, right? You know, workout videos have been made, but I was like, this isn't going to take a long time. Oh, my Lanta, it took so long. And the first thing that we had to do was get music rights. Music rights was essential for this workout video because it's a Broadway workout video. So to have Broadway music, that was our first hurdle.
Alex Williams here to welcome you back to Broken Bulbs, the show for entrepreneurs, creators, and builders who need to keep it real. Today, I'm joined by Joseph Carella. Joseph has appeared from the stage to the screen with such credits as Broadway's All Shook Up, National Tour of Greece, West Side Story 50th Anniversary Tour, Altar Boys, Guys and Dolls, and Wizards of Waverly Place. Joseph is also the founder and creator of 567 Broadway, a new musical workout. But he also hit plenty of roadblocks on the way to making his workout video. That's coming up after the break. Real quick, before we get into today's show, I wanted to say thank you for all the ways you offer support. Whether it's sharing the show with a friend or family member who you think will get something out of it, leaving us a review, or supporting me directly on Patreon. Now, when you support me directly on Patreon, you can do so for as little as $3 a month. You'll receive a postcard from me and a bunch of bonus content, not just for Broken Bulbs, but for the other podcasts I work on as well. That's patreon.com/AlexWilliams, or just click the first link in the show notes. Enjoy the show. Joseph Carella, ready to talk about one of your Broken Bulbs?
Yes, let's do this.
Fantastic. Okay, so we're going to talk about you learning from your mistakes while creating this workout video you've got out. Tell us what happened. What were some of the struggles you faced while doing this project?
Oh my gosh, do you have like 30 days to discuss this topic?
This might come out in several episodes then.
First of all, thank you, Alex, for having me on. And I love having conversations. So I'm really grateful to chat about this and what I learned through this experience. I have a company called 567 Broadway. It's a dance fitness class to Broadway music. I created it for adults. And it was something I created like 8 years ago. And in 2017, and it's been really great. I'm in Los Angeles and the class grew there and it really became something magical. The students are amazing, ages 18 to 75, all different types of people, all the love of Broadway and fitness and moving. And it really developed into something special on its own naturally. And I'm a firm believer in following your heart. And in 2017, my husband and I got a brilliant idea to create a workout video. And I say brilliant in like the most dramatic way possible, because it's one thing to have an idea. It's another thing to bring an idea to life. And that I learned so much from that. And what I just really want to start off by saying, the first thing that I learned, the main thing I learned, is to slow down. Because I'm a very, you know, teaching dance and I'm a choreographer. I performed on Broadway and like, I have a lot of energy and I love creating and I love, getting from A to B. And I wanted to get from A to Z like that. And I was like, yeah, this is doable, right? You know, workout videos have been made. You know, I think of Richard Simmons, Jane Fonda, all these iconic people. But I was like, this isn't going to take a long time. Oh, my Lanta, it took so long. And the first thing that we had to do was get music rights. Music rights was essential for this workout video because it's a Broadway workout video. So to have Broadway music, that was our first hurdle. And that was where we learned, you're going to make mistakes. What are you going to do? You're going to have to figure it out. So one foot in front of the other, we started approaching different music companies, and slowly but surely, it took about 7 months. In the grand scheme of things, to get music rights in 7 months is actually pretty good. But for us, that felt like an eternity, because it was, here's an idea, now let's bring it to life. And then we're like waiting 7 months just to get music rights alone. As we were doing that, we were still putting together production for it. And then even after we got music rights for the workout video, the music rights were just composition. But we got composition for Grease with Born to Hand Jive, you know, Hairspray, You Can't Stop the Beat, one from A Chorus Line. Like, these are really exciting songs, but we had to recreate the songs. So we actually, that and then... money and more and more money just started, like, it was like, it's going to cost this much. It's going to, now you got to go even higher. Now you got to go even higher. And so that's a mistake already where you're like, and budgeting and figuring all of that out. But music obviously was important. So we wound up redoing the music or making our own original versions of those songs from the composition with Broadway performers in New York City. A friend that I know, a musical director for Kinky Boots and all these other musicals who I worked with, I talked to him and he was the one that helped bring the music to life. Super exciting, super stressful. Like, I have never been so stressed in my life because of the amount of money that was starting to go out through this idea. And it started to, like, as I talk about it, because it's been a moment. The workout video came out 2 years ago now, but as I like talk about it, I feel pressure like on my shoulders of just, and that's how I felt at that time where I was like, oh my gosh, so much is riding on this now. This idea has now started to take off and become something new in a way that I'm really excited about and to bring out into the world. But it started to really weigh on me, but one foot in front of the other. And, you know, we got to production. The music came out, which was great. We were like, great, the music sounds amazing. Had to go into production for it, working with the cast, which is students in my class, which was really special to bring them into because they're Broadway enthusiasts. And to make this workout together, this workout video together was really, really special. And it just was, my husband and I had no clue what we were doing. Like at all, like it was, and you know, and I think this is the misconception that I've had myself growing up. And like, you know, and now I consider myself a producer because we produced this workout video, which now I really understand more even with producers. You would think being in the business, I would get that, but now I'm on that side of it. And I'm like, oh yeah, but it was, you know, you're like, let's take a left. And then it's like, oh no, there's a stop sign. And then you're like, great. Well, now I need to make a right, but what? And so it was just like having to really navigate around that.
Yeah. And so, I mean, it sounds like, you know, you go in and I mean, anybody listening to this probably has created some sort of creative project before, and you go into it like, it's going to look like this and it's going to sound like this and it's going to be amazing and it's only going to cost me $10. And so, like, is there, like, from how you envisioned it in the beginning, is it pretty accurate to how you envisioned it turning out? What kind of things changed? And what, like, specifically, like, how much did the budget end up ballooning from where you originally hoped to keep it?
Look, I'm like tongue-tied because it is the budget. I wish I would have planned a little bit more with the budget. That's the amateur part. That was a mistake where it was like, yeah, it's going to cost $10. Not really looking. You have to look years ahead. Like, you've got to really get, which, you know, you live and learn. And I'm really grateful we did that and made that mistake of not really budgeting properly. It was like, oh, okay. But it ballooned far beyond, really. I can't even give you, I'm not even going to say, but it ballooned far beyond what we imagined. Cause then the workout video was complete, which it turned out, it really turned out, I'm really grateful. It turned out amazing. I'm really proud of it. But then came the budgeting for advertising. Being new to this business aspect of it from as a performer into now creating a product and having to put it out into the world, I learned a lot of mistakes and the main mistake was budgeting. I should have had a budget for advertising. I didn't, because I'm a creative and my husband's a creative as well. Like, we want to create, but at the same time, this really taught me a lot about business. And I learned, and you know, you keep going, and I learned a lot about advertising after that.
Yeah. And I mean, advertising is kind of this forgotten cost that you think about, especially when you're just like a content creator. You're like, I'm just making stuff. It's fun. And that's definitely the way I am. But then you have to think, how am I going to tell people about this? Yeah. And so, question for you then, in order to help the audience grow as creators, entrepreneurs, producers, whatever it is that we're working on, what is one like little thing we can do today in order to better prepare for our projects and hopefully turn out a better product in the end?
Honestly, the thing that I can say the most that I learned from this experience is that you're going to make mistakes. You can plan all you want. You can figure out every detail that you think you could, you know, even what we're talking about, like budgeting. And there's something that is going to happen along the way that you are just going to have, you're going to see it as a mistake, and you're going to have to say, this isn't a mistake. I'm going to learn from this, and I'm going to move on, and I'm going to grow from it. And that's what I continue to have to tell myself over and over and over again, because I wish that the path was so clear. It wasn't clear. And, you know, I have to be honest too, like living in Hollywood, there's a lot of people that you're like, oh, they have it together. Oh, they don't have any clue what they're doing. They don't know. Like they're just going for it. But that is actually that's the way it is. You got to move. You just got to do it. And I'm really glad my husband and I did not say, well, here's an idea. Oh, this roadblock happened. Forget it all. No, I'm glad we said, okay, there was many fights. That's for sure. There was him and I were like, it was a growing experience for our marriage. That's for sure. Cause it was so stressful. It was so stressful because of quote unquote mistakes or like, why didn't we know that? Why didn't we? Well, what great. Now what are we going to do? And it's like, well, you look at it. Great. It happened. And actually, honestly, those mistakes lead you to the thing that the direction it should go in. That's what I learned.
And of course, you made this workout video. It's out now. People can go and find it. So why don't you tell us, where can we find it? And where can we go to keep up with you and the rest of your work?
Okay, so everything's at 567broadway.com. And I use 567 Broadway for everything. So that's like my social media handle on Instagram. And even on YouTube, I have YouTube stuff as well. There's free content there. The workout video is available at 567broadway.com as a digital download. And then, so that's international. And then DVD-wise, which DVDs, shockingly, who would have thought, new learning thing, DVDs do really well still. So you can get it on Amazon as a DVD in the United States. But if you're international and you want to get it outside of the United States, just go to 567broadway.com and there's a digital download that you can get right to your computer.
Fantastic. That's awesome. And I'm going to have links to all of that and more down in the show notes so that people can go and check that out and follow along with you and the rest of your work. And with that, I just got to say, Joseph, thank you very much for joining me.
Yeah, thank you, Alex. I really appreciate it.
And thank you for listening. Slow down. There are 24 other letters between A and Z. Take the time for the steps in between and the time to learn from your mistakes as well. Special thank you to Joseph for joining me and being willing to talk about his broken bulbs. Be sure to check out his work, including 567 Broadway, which I've linked down in the show notes. And if you want to offer support beyond leaving a review and sharing the show, please visit Patreon via the first link in the show note. As a thank you for your support, you'll get a postcard from me wherever I am to wherever you are. Broken Bulbs is produced by Mecco Radio, and we are, of course, a proud member of the Create Vine. I, Alex Williams, was your host. The podcast artwork is by Bethany Gustafson, and the music we use is by Brian Claxton and Wesley Thomas. Oh, and thanks again for listening. Mecco.